fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Can't hear anything. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday, the 19th day of January, year of our Lord, 2024. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Live broadcast at Republic Broadcasting, coming out of beautiful Round Rock, Texas, begins Monday through Friday with my show, the John Moore Show. And my show does begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand. Face the flag, gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The appropriate tip today is to check your winter car kit. These single-digit and below temperatures can kill you pretty quickly. If you live in an area where those temperatures are happening, like mine, I think our overnight low tonight will be 3 degrees is what I'm reading. So check your winter car kit. Make sure you have what you need and that it's in good condition, ready to go. All right. We're hoping that Randy Parker will call in. He sent me a note this morning that he would. And as soon as Randy calls in, we'll get updates on what's going on with the Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community down there in the beautiful state of Arkansas. And looking forward to that. All right. Well, here we are wrapping up the about to wrap up the third week of the month, and all these issues that we're concerned about continue to move forward. Some discussion about whether there will be a new disease to contend with. That certainly is a very strong possibility. And of course, the ongoing matter of the worst crime in human history. Consequences of COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. All right. Yes. So we have about a 20% increase in all-cause mortality. And that's concentrated in the men and women that are from 20 to 50 years old. That's very, very important part of this. Looks like we're now joined by my friend Randy Parker. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, sir.
Good to have you with us, as always. I'm at the high temperature of my location for the day, 13 degrees. Before the day's over, it's supposed to be about 3 degrees. How about where you are, sir?
That's about the same. In fact, it's a little warmer yesterday. Right now, it's 30 degrees, but it's supposed to drop down to about 7.
Yeah, that's roughly about the same. Well, you and your wife, Leah, help everybody find out about the Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community down there in the beautiful state of Arkansas. And I have to comment on your governor. Governor Huckabee is doing a stellar job of helping insulate people of Arkansas from this critical race theory, the Marxist theology, the insane things going on in many of the other states, hasn't she?
She has. She's done a wonderful job. In fact, she also recently put it in place to where certain countries, China, for example, can't buy up farmland in Arkansas.
Okay. We had a similar thing our governor signed that prohibits Chinese from buying real estate within 10 miles of a military reservation, which took about one-fourth of the state's real estate off the market. Those are both very good measures, aren't they?
They are. They're amazing.
Well, at my website,
she's
ladies and gentlemen.
Very proactive.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And she's protecting the high school girls from being beat up by boys in their chosen sports, like volleyball, for example. And it's all very good. And I say kudos to Governor Huckabee. Well, at my website, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a few beautiful photographs and some great testimonies and descriptions of what goes on at Arkhaven. And it's a challenge, whether you're a young couple in your mid to late 20s or an older couple that's retired. It's a challenge for anybody who wants to do this, isn't it?
It can be, yes, sir. We try to put things in place to come alongside of people as much as they'd like for us to. But it can be when you're talking about taking raw acreage and developing it into a homestead. The first few parts of that can be very challenging.
And a person may have to be willing to make some sacrifices. I was talking to a woman who looked into Arkhaven. She has a very nice home up in New York State, and she wasn't willing to make the sacrifice of living in a nice RV for about a year while her new, very nice home was being built. And, of course, I respect that. And if you choose not to, that's okay also. But if you choose to make that sacrifice, it can be done. You and Leah have found out who the good contractors are in that area, the ones that will show up and have the skills and do the work on time and budget. It's not like you're going to an area and starting all over. The important homework to know what needs to be done to get the qualified people to do it, that's already done for you, isn't it, Randy?
It is. And just to touch a little bit on the transition homes, we have several neighbors, people who own land that have built homes and have cabins for people to rent as they're transitioning. There's also rental homes in the area. In fact, we just had a couple from your radio show. He and his mother moved here from New York, and they're staying in one of the cabins now for about 3 to 4 months. While their place is being put up.
Well, that's not too much of a sacrifice, is it?
It's not, no. And so, and that part of it's getting better and better as more homes are being built. We have one gentleman that is now working on his fourth transition home. So he has his home, and then he bought an additional 12 acres to build transitional cabins for people to stay in while they're building their estate.
Well, I say good for him. That's going to help everybody, isn't it?
It is, and we applaud him for being able to do that. And there are several others that are doing the same. So I think it's a good move, and it's a way to put commerce in place and to build our own economy, and at the same time, make it more comfortable for people that are transitioning.
Well, let's talk a little bit about climate. You have four real seasons: winter, spring, summer, fall, don't you?
We do, and that's the thing that always attracted me to the Ozarks. I look forward to winter. It's a time to where you can kind of relax and not do so much manual labor, but at the same time reflect. And for me, I do taxes and different things like that.
I know I do. One thing I did, it's been the winter of 2019, 2020. I spent most of that winter in my garage, working on and restoring my 1969 Triumph sports car. It was chilly sometimes, but it didn't take much heat to make it tolerable. Another thing I do in the wintertime is get the tools ready for spring, sharpening, lubricating, all the different tools I need for spring work. But people that live north, and especially Minnesota, Wisconsin, they make fun of what we call winter, don't they?
They do. It's we just had a snowfall, and it was about 3 inches, and a lot of it's gone now. We still have some snow on the ground and expect a little bit more this week, but it's very palatable. You know, you can drive around, the roads are in good shape, and it's beautiful. And if you have young people that like to play in it, you have a lot of that, and it's something that we look forward to.
Absolutely. Same thing here. We had a string of six or eight winters in a row where the total snowfall for all those winters together was maybe 3 inches. Last couple of winters has been a bit more snow. But typically in Arkansas and places like that, they have more ice storms than they have snowstorms, don't they?
They do. And I like a little bit of mixture of both. Adds nitrogen to the soil and makes things clean and really is great for the environment and for planting and different things like that.
Now, some of the folks out there at Ark Haven have greenhouses. Is that accurate?
They do. There's many of them now that are up in all different types. Everything from standard greenhouses to hoop houses to all the different types that you can think of.
Now, that you can easily extend your growing season to 9 months with a greenhouse. And if you build a greenhouse that's suitable for winter usage, you could have a 12-month greenhouse growing season, couldn't you?
You can. In fact, I just moved a lot of my blueberry trees into a greenhouse, and they'll winter there. We also just planted a garlic, commercial garlic, and so we're kind of testing the waters and knocking the cobweb off and doing a lot of projects like that.
Well, and then there's between all the men and women that live there, there's a wealth of knowledge and experience in all areas of expertise, aren't there?
There has been a lot of that, and we feel blessed that way. We have people that are formulators that create nutraceuticals, not only for humans, but also for animals. We have people that teach you how to inoculate logs and grow a variety of 14 different types of mushrooms. We have people that are good with animal husbandry, dog trainers, everything you can imagine.
Well, that's one of the important parts about Ark Haven, is that you're part of a community. You're not moving out into some wilderness where you're on your own. You've become part of a community with very extensive resources and skills that people have acquired over decades. That's what you become part of, isn't it, Randy?
It is. In fact, we have our team of doctors and nurses who are now organizing, and they've made a team to where they're not only collecting supplies, but also are meeting weekly for different situations.
Well, tell us about that. We have medical doctors, we have nurses. What other skills are there in that group?
Uh, Oh, we have chiropractors, dentists, school teachers. We have people that work from home, engineers. We have plumbers, carpenters, electricians, all type of construction. We have people that also work inside, outside the community. We have people working at Tyson's. We have people working at the school systems. We have people that are working just every UPS, FedEx, every type of job you can imagine. And, you know, that's the thing about this part of Arkansas, that jobs are plentiful and you don't have to drive that far to get one.
That's a good thing, because it's, well, I do private consultations, Randy, and near the beginning of every consultation, typically the first 3 to 5 minutes, I'll be asking the person if they're planning to relocate, will you be seeking employment? Because the answer to that colors the rest of the discussion, the rest of the consultation. Knowing that employment is readily available is a good thing. And jobs with FedEx and UPS are very nice jobs in terms of the conditions, the pay, and the benefits, aren't they?
They are. They are. And we've been so pleased that those jobs are available for people that are transitioning. In fact, some of them even have incentives for people to move to this part of Arkansas, financial incentives in place to entice people to move to this direction.
Amazing. Now, get a drink of water there, Randy. With Ark Haven, there's a minimal amount of acreage and there's no maximum. What is that minimal amount?
5 acres. Yeah, okay. 5 acres. We have one gentleman that owns 150 acres, but so anywhere in between.
Okay. And there is no average. It's just a spectrum of people having their individual needs, and you and Ark Haven being able to meet those needs. Now we have, 12 miles of roads going through Ark Haven?
We do. We currently have built 12 miles of road, and we're adding to that infrastructure consistently by, you know, cutting the ditches, making the roads better. Some roads we are doing some modifications on to make it more palatable. You know, we don't want to make paved streets, but at the same time, we want to make it safe to drive in all conditions.
That's good to know. That's good to know. Well, a well-maintained gravel road is just fine. There's nothing wrong with it at all. You know, you don't want to be driving 60 miles an hour on these roads. If you drive 20 or 25 miles an hour, you can enjoy the drive and be quite safe, can't you?
You can, and we recommend 20 miles an hour. And one reason is during the summer, we don't want to dust people out. And so in fact, we bought a water truck just to water down the roads in the heat to keep the roads from being too dusty.
Well, it's country living, and a good quality gravel road is part of it. That's just the way it is. And you got a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. There's a vetting process where the Ark Haven folks vet the prospective new owner, and the new owner vets the Ark Haven project. It goes both ways, doesn't it, Randy?
It does. And, you know, that was something that expected from the beginning, and we tweaked it and made sure that people feel comfortable and they're coming for the right reasons and they understand all the complications and all the prices that are in place for wells and septics and builders and different things. So as we progress farther and farther into this, those things get easier and the information is more readily available for prospective neighbors.
It's been a couple of weeks since we had you on, Randy. Give us an update on the community center. What's the status of it?
Well, it's completely erected. In fact, we had a small meeting last night, and the next move is to hook up the electricity. The well is now working, and we'll be running the water lines and getting the electricity on. We'll be doing spray foam insulation, and our goal is to get it functional to where we can start meeting and then build it out as we go.
Outstanding. We have a break. We'll be right back.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
No food, no light, no overpower, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's primitive as can be.
Don't be a victim. Is your home and car protected from an EMP event, or will you be a victim? EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day. 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
TheLibertyMan.com. If you have issues with pain, issues with sleep, you need an energy cleaner. I have energy cleaners and mattress pads in stock ready for immediate shipment. Keep in mind I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Check it out at TheLibertyMan.com. My toll-free hour line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Randy Parker, we're discussing the Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community. Randy, we got a caller on hold here. We got John in Florida. Good morning, John.
Hello. John. Around 4 hours ago, I purchased one of your energy cleaners online on your website. I went through some Google Pay, but I never got any confirmation.
It'll ship today, John. Yep.
Okay, perfect. I've got a question. It's for my dad, because I got him one, but his broke the plug-in part, and I'll pay to have it fixed, but who do I ship it back to?
I'll send an email. That's Tom Berryhill. He takes care of all the repairs.
Okay, all right. Not a problem. All right, thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, John, good to talk to you. Randy, I hope that several of your residents down at Arkhaven have EMP shield devices on their homes, and especially on their vehicles. Do you have any knowledge of that?
do. In fact, Lee and I, in 2020, I believe it is, bought quite a few of them. And we have them on our vehicles. We have them on a couple of large generators. I have them to be installed on my off-grid system.
All right. All right. Well, I've personally been in your powerhouse, which looks like whoever did that really knew their stuff. It's very professional install, a clean, neat install. I was taught to do that kind of work to NATO specs, and quite frankly, your install has been done to NATO specs, as best I can tell. And the Avani and P-Shield devices will be an excellent upgrade to everything you already have. Well, Randy, people from the East Coast and West Coast, they have different thoughts about what they call flyover country. Some of them may wonder if we have indoor plumbing. They may wonder if there's still wild Indian attacks. All kinds of things that aren't even close to being true, are they?
They're not. No. In fact, a person has a choice. Of course, we like for everyone to have a septic because of we have so much underground water and springs and natural water. We don't want to pollute that. So, but people can live on grid or off grid, but it's a very palatable, soft climate. In fact, of all the safe havens that are supposedly out there, Lee and I visited quite a few of them. And the thing that made the Ozarks what it is so such a soft climate. And in a down scenario, it would be very livable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, in a long-term crisis, the people of Arcaven will come together as a community to make sure everybody's safe, to make sure everybody survives, won't they?
We will. That's the plan. We are constantly working on sustainability and redundancy to make sure that sustainability is long-term.
That's the whole idea. And Arcaven's been around since 1971. That's a more than half-century track record, which certainly shows some things are being done correctly, doesn't it?
It does. We applaud Ken Updegrove, who is now 87 years old and is finally getting to see his dream and vision come to fruition. And it's just a pleasure to be a part of that.
Well, it is. The whole project is done so well planned out, so well thought out that it stands head and shoulders above other projects I've been aware of. I've been doing these kind of private consultations since the summer of 1977, and it was I wasn't aware of Arcaven back then. I wish I would have been, but many of these projects they come and they go. They're around for a few years. Sometimes they fall apart under their own weight because they weren't planned out properly. But a person can approach Arcaven with the confidence that after half a century, we know it's going to be around for at least another half century, won't it?
We certainly pray that that is true. You know, Ken and other people that we know that know Ken have started communities over those 50-year periods, and they failed miserably. When we aligned with Ken in 2020, the vision had been clear and we were able to put together the right format for it to come to fruition, and it's done very well.
Well, there's no substitute for time and experience, which both those things are in place at Arcaven. With any project, no matter what it is, you learn by your mistakes, don't you?
You do indeed.
Absolutely.
You do indeed.
Here's our next break. Call number is 512-248-8255.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you want to get up to date on the worst crime in human history, which is taking place right now and for the foreseeable future, that would be the crime involving the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. I have more than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors, such as Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He's now saying that all the COVID vaccinations, all of them, are meant to kill and hurt. These aren't side effects or the direct intended effects. You'll find products on my website that will help you achieve your goals, whatever they might be. I now represent the LifeWave line of products, which are excellent to help you achieve your goals in terms of health and energy and well-being. You need to check those out. The excellent water filters from Water Revolution. Log cabin kits. You could have a kit custom built to your architect specifications, same size as Davy Crockett had 200 years ago, or the same as the Yellowstone Lodge in the TV series Yellowstone. And, of course, the last two things, the rocket heater. You want to stay warm and cozy and save money. That's where the rocket heater comes in. I use wood pellets myself. I could use firewood if I chose to. $5 a day to keep my house warm all winter. That's very, very reasonable, to say the least. Last but not least, an energy cleaner. My home business, when you buy your energy cleaner, I personally box it up. I ship it out from the little country post office at Cherryville, Missouri, where tonight they have the Catfish Buffet. And it ships out to you with the U.S. Postal Service to help you get your relief from pain and get a better night's sleep. All the details at my website, keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. Toll-free our line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Randy Parker, he's working with us this morning to let us know about the latest and greatest at the Archive and Intentional Christian Community. There's a panel at my website. Just click on that. You'll see some beautiful photographs. If you like what you see, you like what you read, contact Randy, and he can get you more details and set up a tour of our cabin, can't you, Randy?
We can, In fact, just this week, we've had clients come and view the property, even in the snow. So anytime that a person wants to come, they can call, and we'll start the vetting process and schedule a visit for you to come.
All right. Now, I seriously doubt there's any families at our cabin that don't own at least one firearm. Am I accurate in saying that?
I would say that you're absolutely correct. I don't know that a person can own too many firearms. But last night we're talking about a women's shooting class that's starting in the spring. And we have people that are consistently sighting in and hunting and doing all type of activities with their toys.
Absolutely. Well, part of the culture of the Ozarks is firearms ownership. There's almost nobody in the Ozarks who doesn't own at least one or more firearms. That's simply the culture we live in the Arkansas, Missouri Ozarks, isn't it?
It is. It's one of the things that, coming from the South, that I really enjoyed about my youth and growing up. They were an essential part of the way that we lived. And, of course, by saying that, you also learn an incredible amount of gun safety. And it makes it to where you're not afraid of hunting and using firearms. And it just makes life a lot easier and makes you feel safer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'm pretty sure Arkansas has instituted the same training requirements for youngsters that are beginning hunters. I'm a big supporter of that, by the way. Since they've instituted these programs, firearms hunting accidents have just about come to an end, haven't they?
They have. Hunter safety courses are something that I truly recommend, and we extend that even farther by continuing that on teaching you how to clean your guns and sight them in and how to handle them correctly and safely.
Absolutely. Well, I thought I knew how to clean my rifle until I learned from my friend Sam Andrews the proper way. But I'd been cleaning rifles improperly for half a century and got to the point where I was an NRA-certified firearms instructor and still didn't know how to properly clean my rifle until Sam Andrews taught me the proper way. And the video for the proper way to clean a rifle is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Well, actually, it's not my website. It's Sam Andrews' website. That would be freedomtrain.net, freedomtrain.net. It was an education for me. There's a lot of science involved in precision rifle shooting, in case you don't know, Randy.
Yes, sir. Yeah, been fortunate. We've had a couple of Special Forces guys that have moved here that kind of lend some of that knowledge. And you can't know too much, I tell you. There's always new things to learn and things to get better at.
Absolutely, there is. And that's what when you're part of the Arc Haven community, you're part of a what might be referred to as a continuous education program, aren't you, if you choose to?
You are, from animal husbandry to growing to living, in the wilderness. There's just always something to learn and people willing to share it.
Absolutely. Now, what kind of wildlife would be expected to be around these homesteads at Arc Haven?
Well, there's a plethora of deer. We have a few bears that come around every now and then. There's, of course, wild turkey, and you see a covey of quail every now and then, and squirrels and rabbits and everything else you can imagine. In fact, last year we had a couple of elk show up on our property, and there's a herds of elk about 30 miles from here, but they never come up this area. And this year we saw a cow and a calf that has stayed on our property, and there was also a bull last spring, and so we're so excited about that, and we plan on protecting that, and hopefully they'll stay within our grounds.
Now, an elk is at least twice, sometimes three times the size of a deer, aren't they?
They are. You have to have the right terrain to really home elk. And, you know, the people that live here have lived here for generations, when I ask them, have you ever heard of an elk being here? They all laugh and say no, but thank goodness we have pictures of them. In fact, in the last 2 months, we've seen them twice.
Yeah, that would have been a 19th century thing. And there's nobody alive who was alive in the 19th century, but they're coming back. Now, for those listeners who don't have internet access, I have a telephone number that you can call up and start getting information. I'll give it twice slowly. Here it is, 833-275-4283. I say again, 833-275-4283. And those telephones are manned from what time to what time? Central time, Randy.
Those phones are open from 8 a.m. To as late as 7 to 8 p.m.
Central time. Well, that gives people a lot of flexibility to making that phone call and getting started with this process. It is a process. Each side has to be agreeable and comfortable with the other. The prospective buyers need to be comfortable with the area. There might be some minor sacrifices for some people. There's no shopping at Macy's or Saks Fifth Avenue, but normal shopping is readily available in Harrison, isn't it?
It is. You know, we're very close to Harrison, about 25 minutes away, and you're about 40 minutes away from Branson, Missouri. And so there are any type of store that you can imagine, from supplies to grocery stores to medical facilities, anything you can imagine, the shopping's available.
Absolutely. And of course, Branson, Missouri is less than an hour away. There's destination restaurants, obviously the world-class entertainment and so forth. So you're not ending up in East Alaska where there's nothing except cold and snow. You're in an area where you have a very quiet forested area to live in, and just a short drive away, the normal amenities that people like to have access to, don't you?
You do. And it's one of the things that attracts us. In fact, one of the first questions that people ask is, how far are you away from a Walmart? How far are you away from medical facilities, and so we were able to position the homesteads to where it's very convenient for that.
Well, I lived in metropolitan St. Louis for most of my adult life before I moved out here, and getting from one end of St. Louis to the other in rush hour traffic, you may be talking 10 or 12 miles. You can look at an hour drive just to go 10 or 12 miles in rush hour traffic. And that's not the situation out there. There is no rush hour, is there?
Not that I've heard of, no. In fact, I don't miss that at all from visiting a city. No. You know, any time of the day, it's pretty easy to get around.
No, you'd have to be suffering from some kind of psychosis to enjoy rush hour. And that's mm-hmm. just not part of living out there. And it's a lifestyle change. I've been out here in the Ozarks now full-time for about 22 years or so. And it was culture shock on one hand. On the other, it was a great culture shock. There's about five or six restaurants that I have visited on a regular basis, and I walk in the door of the restaurant, I'm greeted by my first name, even if I haven't been there for 6 or 8 months. It's a whole different culture, isn't it?
It is, and it's one that I enjoy. I came from a very small town in northern Louisiana and have always tried to stay close to small town suburbia, and it's a great way to raise children and something I really enjoy.
Now, there's homeschoolers in Arkhaven. Tell us about the homeschoolers and what activities they're up to, if you know, sir.
You know, that's one of the things that really surprised me. Did you know that for the most part, people that are coming here were already homeschooling their children? They had made that commitment in life and coming out of Babylon. And that's carried on. There are some that meet together to do co-op programs. Also, the school systems, if you're an athletic person, allows you to walk on any athletic program and participate there. We have one young lady that is a long-distance runner, and she competes all over the state. And so homeschooling is a part of Arkansas's tradition, and they're very well organized.
Well, these homeschoolers are well organized. They know each other. They have events that get the children together for various activities. And I've known quite a few homeschool families and the children of those families. And they tend to be more disciplined, more polite, and quite frankly, better educated, more focused on the things that need to be focused on than I've seen in the public schools. And the homeschooling is a win-win situation, isn't it?
It is, in my opinion. You don't have to deal with a lot of down pressures that society and our moral compass has brought us to.
Absolutely. Well, these public schools are an absolute disaster for the most part. Locally, some of the public schools have gone to a four-day week. The discussion was not about whether it would the impact on the education of children. The discussion had to do with teacher retention. The school district felt they had to reduce the school week in order to keep the teachers from going someplace else that had a four-day week. I find that rather bizarre and very disappointing, don't you?
I think it's unbelievable. The things that I hear that are continually being brought up in our school systems is beyond anything I can imagine. I still remember prayer in school. Growing up, I remember standing up, saying the Pledge of Allegiance, and the principal coming over the intercom to do that. I also remember prayer in school. It's just, you know, so different, and it's hard to believe. I always used to laugh at my dad. And my granddad said, well, when I was young, this and that, but I tell you, I'm one of those people now.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. That's a consequence of age and experience, isn't it, sir?
It is.
Absolutely. Well, we've got our last break coming up here in a moment, and when we get back from the break, we can wrap up our discussion with you, letting everybody know for about 3 minutes or so, Randy, the most important things they need to know to get interested in Arkhaven and move forward to learn about Arkhaven. It's not for everybody, obviously, but for those that are suited for it, it's going to be an ideal lifestyle upgrade, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's what we intend. That's what we intend. We creating a win-win situation for everybody. And very doable. You don't have to be wealthy to get involved in our cabin, do you, sir?
You do not. You know, it does take finances to be able to do something like this, but people from all different financial situations are moving here, and we make sure that it's something that you understand.
Absolutely. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
There, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Fix bayonets.
Blame Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Randy, we covered a lot of territory, as we always do, getting information out for people, letting them know how beautiful Ark Haven is, that lots are available, a size of your choosing, And people can live off-grid, they can live on-grid, or they can have a mix of off-grid, on-grid living combined, can't they?
They can, yes, sir. And we actually, when we, it took us a while when we decided to live off-grid, we tried a lot of people that said they knew how to do it. And we had a gentleman from Minnesota that finally came and to work on our system. And he did such a good job. We actually moved in here, and now he's here permanently setting people up for off-grid.
Well, another example of the expertise that's in-house. There's a lot of things that can be resolved with just the people that live there, aren't there?
There are. In fact, more and more builders and contractors have decided to make Arc Haven Home, which makes the variety of the type of homes and the type of homesteads being built easier and more efficient because they live here. And as your neighbor, they're going to make sure that they do an excellent job.
That's right. That's right. If somebody's doing something for you and they're your neighbor, they're going to do it to the best of their ability, aren't they?
They are. And we make sure, you know, there's not a lot of building codes and things like that in this area, but we make sure that people do build to code because of insurance purposes and just efficiency and reliability. We want to make sure that it's done properly.
Absolutely. Well, the home I bought was not built to code, and that's how I got a really good price on it. But there's something to be said about building codes. People don't like the codes and the inspections and permits, which are not an issue out there except for the septic system, of course. But whatever's done will be done correctly and properly, won't it, Randy?
It will, and that's something that we've weathered through and to make sure that we have the right list of people to do the jobs.
That's right. That's right. Well, the hard work's been done. If you're interested in Arc Haven, hard work being acquiring the land itself for people to buy the lots, finding the qualified contractors to do excellent work on time within budget. What's left for the prospective buyers is making a decision, isn't it?
It is, and making sure that this is something that the Lord is telling them to do and making sure it's where they want to be and that they're not moving out of fear that the right reason to come here is in place.
Randy, thank you very much. We'll have you back next week. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be back with Pastor Evan Bell. Stay tuned.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth! You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.